I welcome you to Central Moments again today. It's a joy to walk with you. Right now we're walking through the storyline of the Bible, cover to cover. We're in week 11 of our 40-week journey. And we're with Israel towards the end now of their 40 years of wandering in the wilderness before they go into the promised land. And Israel is now up just to the east in of the land of Israel, the promised land. This would be present-day Jordan. And they're going to cross over the Jordan River and go into the promised land. They've got a lot of enemies, of course, in that area they're going to have to take on. But there's also, to complicate things, a transfer of leadership taking place. Maybe you work for an organization right now that is experiencing a change in leadership. And especially when change of leadership takes place at the very top, it can create uncertain times. God's told Moses he's not going to enter the promised land. And so the baton of leadership is going to go to his apprentice, Joshua. And it says in verse 9, "Now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him. So the Israelites listened to him and did what the Lord commanded Moses." This is a wonderful picture of a transfer of leadership, a transfer of authority. And then Moses dies. God lets him look out over across the Jordan River from the hills on the Jordan side into the promised land, but he doesn't let him go there. And Moses dies and his body's buried. And it's interesting that we don't know where his body's buried. God didn't show Israel where he buried Moses' body, because that's just the way you and I are. If they knew where Moses was buried, they would have beat a path directly to that place, made a shrine of it, and refused to let go of the past. But they needed to let go of the past, and they needed to embrace this new leader, Joshua, and follow him into the fulfillment of what God had promised hundreds of years ago to Abraham. And so Joshua is filled with wisdom, and he's filled with the spirit that empowered Moses, the Holy Spirit. Now, this spirit's come to Joshua, and he's going to lead them into the land. And it's in the book of Joshua in the Old Testament that we pick up the story of Joshua's leadership as they will cross the Jordan River and begin to lay possession to the area that we now know as the land of Israel. But first of all, God has a word for Joshua. Verse 2 of Joshua chapter 1. "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them," to the Israelites. So Moses is dead, let go of the past, and I want you to look forward. Whenever there are changes around us, we always feel loss, and we feel insecurity and grief when we feel loss. But there are moments where God just said, "Look, Moses is dead. You got to let go of the past, and you've got to embrace the new future I have for you. I know change is hard. I know it's hard to let go, but you need to move forward." And then to Joshua, God three times in the next few verses tells Joshua to be courageous. And whether it's a new leader, maybe you're stepping into a new place of leadership right now, or you're following a new leader. I mean, courage is going to have to be God's prescription for all of us. And three times, God tells Joshua to be courageous. First of all, verse 6, "Be strong and courageous." I mean, it's a command. This is not a therapy session. This is not God's empathy. Like, "Oh, I understand if you feel scared." No, this is just be strong. I mean, just be courageous, God said. Yeah, no other option. You need to take on courage, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. And then in the next verse, he says it again, "Be strong and very courageous." And you know what worries me most in that sentence? It's the word "very." I mean, sometimes it's not just courageous. Sometimes God's plan for us will require us being very courageous. I was talking to a lady just last night in our church who's an elementary school teacher, and she's going to high school this fall. And she said, I've done what I've done in elementary school for years. I have it down pat. I could just live safely. I could just do that. But she says, unless I take new steps, unless I have some courage, I'm never going to grow. I'm never going to stretch in my career. And there's times where God's will require us to be very courageous. And then verse 9, have I not commanded you? One more time, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Well, what a verse to land on as we pray together. Father, thank you. Thank you that we don't need to be afraid. Thank you, we don't need to be discouraged. Thank you, we can keep taking steps of faith. Thank you, we don't need to live safely, but we can live courageously. Help us, Lord, with this very underrated character trait, the trait of courage. My God, give us courage to obey you, courage for what you're asking of us to do, courage to embrace change around us right now that maybe we can't control. My God, give us courage. Let us not be afraid. Let us not be discouraged, for you are going to be with us wherever we go. We stand on that promise today, and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.